Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And also in our studio today is Kent Tesey, a farm management analyst, as well as a vice president at MinStar Bank. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here today.
Now, this is part two of a three-part series on the avian flu, and last week we went through a little bit of the scope of what's been going on, and of course it's grown since then, and also what effect it might have on the markets. The question is, now, I know that there has been a great effort on the Department of Health and so forth to indicate to consumers out there that there is no risk in terms of the bird flu, the avian flu, being transmitted to humans, right?
There's been no human cases detected and no threat to the food supply. All the birds are euthanized. It's an extra safety precaution, both for preventing that, but also preventing the spread of the disease. And so then the production facility is totally disinfected, cleaned out, and like I said, the minimum is like 49 days, but in reality, it's probably going to be 2 to 3 months before they could get back in production with turkeys, and probably 6 months or longer with laying operations. You know, as far as the producers out there, the commercial producers that make a living on this, not talking the backyard flocks, but they are not, at this point, not compensated for the birds that actually die from the disease. The birds that are euthanized, there is a federal fund to help, indemnity fund, but that fund, I think, has a maximum of $84 million, and as of a couple days ago, over three-fourths of that had already been allocated, and there's been several large new cases in this week, so my guess is that fund could probably be exhausted. Now, I know Senators Franken and Klobuchar, Congressman Peterson and others, as well as some of the Iowa Congress members, have been pushing to expand that indemnity fund to cover these losses, and the state legislature in Minnesota also making some efforts to help compensate producers on these losses. But in addition to those losses, we talked about the lost production. You're out of production for 3 to 6 months or longer, which you have no income coming in then from your operation. And also the cleanup costs. The federal government covers the actual market value of the birds, but they don't cover the cost of euthanizing and handling the remains of those birds. They also don't cover the cost of disinfecting. So there's a large cost there to producers, as well as affecting their economic output. And when you get in areas especially of concentration, like the Wilmer, Litchfield, St. Cloud area, and the smaller communities in that area, these are big businesses that spend a lot of money in the community. They're buying feed, you got trucking, you got all the goods and services supplying these operations. So it's likely going to have a pretty big economic impact on some of those communities, maybe even a city as large as St. Cloud, because of the concentration of the poultry industry in that area.
Kent Tesey, he's a farm management analyst and vice president at MinStar Bank. Want to thank you for being our guest today.
Yeah, great to be here.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.